안녕하세요. 회화와 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 이름을 밝히고 싶지 않다, 사람들의 이름을 들먹이고 싶지 않다는 표현 영어로 배워보겠습니다. 대화 들어보시죠.
Did you hear about what happened yesterday at the party?
Yes, I heard there was some drama. What went down, John?
Well, I don't want to name names, but apparently someone got into a huge argument with their ex, and the police came too.
Did things get physical?
Not exactly, but there was a lot of shouting and some things were thrown around.
I hope everyone else at the party was okay.
Well, most people just watched from the sidelines, but it definitely put a damper on the evening.
제가 존에게 파티에서 무슨 일이 있었는지 물었더니 누구라고 이름을 밝히고 싶지 않다, 이런 말이 돌아왔습니다.
I don't want to name names. I don't want to reveal their names. I prefer not to mention specific individuals. Let's avoid singling out anyone by name. It's best to refrain from naming names. I'd rather not disclose identities. Let's keep it general without pinpointing individuals. I'd like to speak in general terms rather than specifying individuals. Let's discuss the topic without mentioning anyone directly. Let's maintain anonymity in our conversation. It's better to keep identities anonymous. Let's talk without explicitly referring to anyone by name. I don't want to name names.
실명을 거론하고 싶지 않다는 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 느린 속도로 들어보도록 하겠습니다.
Did you hear about what happened yesterday at the party?
Yes, I heard there was some drama. What went down, John?
I don't want to name names, but apparently someone got into a huge argument with their ex, and the police came too.
Did things get physical?
Not exactly, but there was a lot of shouting and some things were thrown around.
I hope everyone else at the party was okay.
Most people just watched from the sidelines, but it definitely put a damper on the evening.
대화 해석해 보겠습니다.
Did you hear about what happened yesterday at the party?
어제 파티에서 무슨 일이 있었는지 들었어요?
What went down?
무슨 일이 있었나요?
I don't want to name names, but apparently someone got into a huge argument with their ex. I don't want to name names.
이름을 밝히고 싶지 않아요.
But apparently someone got into a huge argument with their ex.
그러나
apparently
듣자 하니
apparently
들은 바로는
someone got into a huge argument with their ex.
누군가가 큰 논쟁을 벌였어요.
With their ex.
전 애인과
did things get physical?
폭력이 있었나요?
Not exactly.
꼭 그런 건 아니에요.
Not quite. Not really.
그런 건 아니에요.
Most people just watched from the sidelines.
대다수의 사람들이 그냥 측면에서 구경만 했어요.
It definitely put a damper on the evening.
이것은 분명 그 저녁에 찬물을 끼얹었어요.
Put a damper on.
흥을 깨버리다, 찬물을 끼얹다, 이런 뜻입니다.
I don't want to name names.
자, 누구라고 이름을 밝히고 싶지 않아요. 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 한 번 더 들어보겠습니다.
Did you hear about what happened yesterday at the party?
Yes, I heard there was some drama. What went down?
Well, I don't want to name names, but apparently someone got into a huge argument with their ex, and the police came too.
Did things get physical?
Not exactly, but there was a lot of shouting and some things were thrown around.
I hope everyone else at the party was okay.
Well, most people just watched from the sidelines, but it definitely put a damper on the evening.
Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어. 오늘은
I don't want to name names.
누구라고 이름을 밝히고 싶지 않다, 실명을 거론하고 싶지 않다는 표현 배웠습니다.